Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Today is November 30th. And yesterday I wasn't able to read the tarot for you because I was at work. I work 2 days a week in the nursing home. And so I want to keep up with the lessons of what I'm learning through this amazing divination. So I started reading on the history, and it had been around for 6,000 years, if you could travel back in that time, in Babylonia. And so let's just see, 600 years ago, the Italian villages, this was first introduced. And visualize them playing cards at night, and you hold the power of the gilded sun and silver moon in the palm of your hand. So those are the archetypal imagery and symbolism that people have been studying since the dawn of time. And as well as astrology. I've been studying astrology for so long, since I was a child, but I am just, you know, like this lifetime is like this mystery, right? Like putting all the threads together like a tapestry, studying yourself, understanding why you act that way, what are your triggers and patterns. So really it's an amazing study of your incarnation in the present timeline with the parallel timelines that's existing simultaneously. Let's just say 22 holograms, like the major arcanas of the tarot cards. So as I delve deeper into this, yesterday the reading was about the Queen of Swords. Now the Queen of Swords is the intelligent, has the discernment. You know, when you're a queen, you have a discernment on what's going on with your domain. You have strong boundaries. You're fierce, you're shielded, intelligent. You can see through the deception. You're independent, you're rational. So we forget that we have this archetypal power of the queen that is an innate quality of leadership and discernment. So when we're giving ourselves away to relationships, to work, to however it's manifesting in your lifetime, then you're not in your queendom, right? Because you're draining your energy. Like I found that in my relationship with men. So I recognize at this juncture of my life, I am in my queendom, and I'm not giving to any other people, because I'm into myself. So I don't think I've had this stage, because if I look at my relationship pattern when I was married and all that after divorce, I was still giving myself away. So at this timeline, I am in this Queen of Swords, right? But also the Five of Pentacles and Six Pentacles came yesterday. So the Pentacles is about our Earth, our Mother Earth, our material, our physical manifestation. So Pentacles is the realities of our physical and material existence. So when the Five of Pentacles arrive, it is about you know, the survival. If you look at your life, there's always this physical struggle, especially if you carry that from your parents. The poverty consciousness, it's a feeling of being left out in the cold. Sometimes you have this storm of clouds of worries and you don't know where it's coming from. It's from your bloodline, your ancestors, especially people who had gone through World War II. And when you have a strong past life connection to war, there's a lot of survival energies. So the Five of Pentacles is bringing us awareness on how we are facing our material and physical existence. Are we clinging to work that doesn't fulfill us in our true essence? So we're just going to work because we need the money? Or are we going to work because we love to be there, right? The passion that you're putting into your work. And so the Six of Pentacles, which is the opposite, this is the moon in Taurus. So Five of Pentacles is the Mercury in Taurus. So it's like an expression and checking in your empty pockets. Why are you feeling that way? And the Six of Pentacles is abundance. It's about distributions, giving and receiving. And caring for others, charity in exchange. For example, if you're a teacher, this happens to me. I'm teaching and I have some students that cannot afford or in a scarcity mode. Probably they're going through some transition of career change and then they have this mentality of scarcity. I'm very open to people that comes with that kind of situation. So I open and I receive the gifts in other form. Like if they have the gift of anything, really. It's because the soul is coming to you, knocking in your door. And how you are showing up to care, right? So we're planting seeds for the future when we have the Six of Pentacles. And so yesterday it's about materialism and how you are, you know, tapping into that void and you need to have some clarity. So this morning, I woke up with a lot of energy and I'm going to do my workout. I'm paying attention to my physical body as we speak because I realized I've lost touch with my body when I started doing Akashic Records. When I was out of my body and into the spiritual realm. So when I wasn't studying the records, I was working out like four times a week. I was doing yoga twice a week. So I was really on top of my body. And so I'm coming back into that realization. And so strength came here, number eight. So strength is about embodiment of love. Your vitality, it is a potent force. Your passion, your enthusiasm, right? Your sacred fire. And the need to release your creativity. So if there's something that you wanted to create, like for me, it's books. I found my passion to deliver a book. That is what I'm tapping into, like a year. In every year, I am going to deliver a book. So basically, what I have is like five books in the oven, one for Theo's death, one for the Galactic Blueprints, one for Sacred Sexuality. And I feel like I have Soul Trapreneur. I've written that book for a while now, but I haven't really paid attention to it. So basically, what I'm doing is, I tap into my patterns, like habits. How do you develop habits, right? So 3 times a week, I would write 3 chapters, and that would be, 12 chapters in a month. And those 12 chapters would go to the different books that I am inspired to write. So in 1 year, I feel the completion of a book that is meant to be. I also have the Archetype book, which is about the archetypes template. So I feel it's like this living library, like the Akashic Records. We are the living library because we are receiving information. We're encoded with information, trillions of cells. And these cells that are living within us are filled with light information. And our game is to decode what kind of information are we emitting and transmitting to the universe, because we are a part of this hologram. So strength, we need a lot of strength in these timelines, right? If we don't have strength, we don't have backbones. We're always dependent. We're codependent, which is not really a healthy way of living. And the Eight of Cups is about Saturn in Pisces. And it's about leaving behind an emotional situation, like a breakthrough. You're going through a breakup, you're letting go, withdrawing so you can renew yourself, cutting ties with those that suck your energy, that use you. Obviously, you magnetize people that use you because you're using them as well, maybe unconsciously. So find those points where you're in a threshold that your soul needed this person to get you out of the hole, right? So for me, in my relationship, when I was going through my grief, I was going through this pattern of lover. So I've attracted and magnetized a lover, and that I needed to experience sexuality in the depth of my grief, so I would not go crazy. And that my soul needed to be in this body. And when I found the point of what I truly want, which is love in a relationship, which the person cannot give to me, then I was able to let go. So that's like the boundary, the Saturn in my emotional relationship. And it also applies to my relationship with women, with men, with others. I became stronger and I co-created a boundary that will help me nourish writing my books, because that's my priority. And so that's so cool when you're understanding how archetypes and what are your attraction that are coming into your life. So Nine of Cups is also with us. It's about fulfillment. This is the Jupiter in Pisces. So the Jupiter is blessings, abundance, your dream, your completeness, celebration, that you're all, your cups are full. It's content, your gratification, your well-being. I feel the Nine of Cups when I celebrated and launched my book, my fifth book, 9 Weeks Karma Clearing with the Masters of Light. I felt that contentment, fulfillment of my dream around my loved ones, my true friends, and the intimacy of these beautiful souls, you know, with our sound healing, with our mantras, kirtan. It is so deep in my soul that I wouldn't have wished anything, because I was planning to have a huge book launch in a yoga center, but then I realized I just want my home, my homies, and special people that surround me. So that's my Nine of Cups. I feel fulfilled in my creation, in my relationships. And so that's important. And actually, we're also going to have another party with my Jupiter, Selena, soul sister's birthday to celebrate. I feel celebration is so important with the people that you love. And I'm ready to open. I open my home to these beautiful souls. And I'm inviting you to check your life if you are opening to receive. Because a lot of people are going through some fear, right? So I'm just bringing in this galactic blueprints so soon. I can feel it. And so we can all recognize how magnificent is our incarnation here on Mother Earth. That we are here co-creating this beautiful life. And that you always have the keys and codes to shift. And so tomorrow is Wednesday. We're going to have the Lords of... the Lords of Karma. I'm still teaching 9 weeks Karma Clearing, and we will bring you the meditation and activations. So thank you so much for listening. So have the strength, especially with your relationships and how you can bring forth your highest potential. So have a blessed day. Thank you for listening. Namaste.